This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The biggest cause of unnatural death in the 20th century is what? Cue the Jeopardy music. Government. 250 plus million. That's conservative. It's really probably about 280, 90 million. That's on the high side, but 250 conservative million people were killed by their governments. Mostly, vast majority of them, some sort of socialist slash communist regimes. Hitler, Stalin, Mao especially. The color revolution. They used the same terms. They used the same ideology. They used the same techniques. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to make this much clearer. The exact same techniques you're seeing, Bill Ayers, the Weather Underground, who basically got Obama's start, by the way. Maxine Waters, they're saying the exact same thing. Social equity, social justice. Remember Yuri Bezmenov, we talked about him? He says, wait till the people see what social equity really means and social justice really means. And that's what we're staring, I believe. Important story, James, is Justice Kennedy has announced his retirement. It seems to be very significant. How do you see this?
Yeah, let me first comment on the points you were just making. The University of Hawaii's Democide Project discovered that during the 20th century, there were 19 genocides of the kind you were describing, each of which was preceded by gun confiscation. It turns out that, you know, what makes the United States distinctive is the Second Amendment, that we're actually a country that has more guns than we have number of population. And what is also intriguing is if these people who describe themselves as liberal or progressive but actually have gone off the rails are really eager in provoking violence. I mean, the vast majority of those who are armed in the United States did not vote for the candidate of their choice, but for the other guy. And it's just a huge mistake. I mean, we need tolerance. We need toleration for diversity, different points of view. And that's why I think, you know, we don't want to descend to a country where we have Democrat restaurants and Republican restaurants, just as we used to have white restaurants and black restaurants. So I think that's a very significant issue. Now, when it comes to Justice Kennedy, he's been a swing vote on many, many crucial issues. He's really been crucial. It's widely believed now that if Trump appoints someone as conservative, Gorsuch, for example, that Justice Roberts will turn out to be the swing vote, that he would prove to be the deciding factor in most of the cases coming before the court. I may disagree with you on some issues because I believe very strongly in family planning and a woman's right to choose. I don't believe the government has the right to tell a woman she must carry a child to term. There's so many ways in which a conception can take place. That was unintentional, unplanned, over and
done. Let me pause you right there, and I know that you have that opinion, and I'm going to then turn it to a different question because I want to ask people like you. Okay, you're saying that women, you can't force them to choose, or they have a right to choose. Okay,
Okay.
We can go all day about that. I don't even want to go there. It's a honeypot in some manners. Does the government have the right to force me to pay for it?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I do think that the government has responsibilities toward the people with regard to the necessities, you know, health and their well-being in general, I think, is a general obligation.
That's where we disagree.
Which is one of the reasons why I believe in a national health care program, Daniel, unlike yourself. But, I mean, you know, that's perfectly fair game. Yeah. I do think that the Kennedy replacement is going to be very hotly disputed, but the Democrats actually initiated the nuclear option of abandoning the filibuster when it comes to court justices. So I don't think there's much doubt that Trump will get a nominee of the kind he prefers, even if I might not be in 100% agreement, because I'm pro-choice, and he, at least in this stage of his life, is pro-life, as are you.
Well, I'm for, absolutely, I'm pro-life, and I get it, you know, especially women are raped. I mean, people, I get that. I mean, there are some circumstances where I can be, you know, not take such a hard line, but where I can't give it all, the government's not my father, and the government's not my daddy. I mean, my mother took care of me when I was sick. The government doesn't have responsibility to make me well. They have the responsibility to protect my rights. Our founding fathers, all they wanted from government, all they wanted was that they protected their divinely endowed rights. That's not my opinion. That's the law. It's self-evident, above argument. That's my feeling about what's unique. The Second Amendment then protects my right because I am sovereign, then I can carry a gun. I don't need permission. These aren't privileges, and they don't give me anything. The Second Amendment doesn't give me any rights. It protects my God-given rights. And one of those things is Thomas Jefferson said it's sin to make me pay for things that I don't agree with. And one of those things, my rights, my freedom, my liberty, my divinity within me, I don't have to pay for an abortion if I don't want to. And the government shouldn't either, because that's a representative of the people. That's what I would say.
I think that's a very reasonable stance to adopt. I do believe the Democrats are trying to find issues, you know, to use for the midterm election. I think they felt this border issue thing was one of them. They think gun control is another. Had we more time, I would address how they have actually contrived these events, that the Parkland shooting was staged. The kids were at 1 p.m. They just kept a handful behind the service crisis actors. The sheriff had to keep deputies out because they weren't in the loop, and he was worried they might come in and shoot some of the players who were firing.
Hey James, we got to go.
Simulated ammunition, Daniel. Yeah. And I don't
yes,
think
let's go. Let's go on to the other subject. Hold on one second. Let's go to the other subject because we only got a couple minutes. But what you just described, that's the last thing about this. That's socialism. See, that's the difference of opinion. That's socialism where society, social justice, usurps individuality. See, that's socialism. To me, that's evil. That's offending God to me and offends me. Last question, very important. I want to give you a few minutes. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Immigration. Obviously, there's legal immigration, there's illegal immigration. I don't care what side of the fence you're on, this illegal immigration, people have a problem with the way it's been done. It's obviously a mess.
Yeah.
Is there a solution that you see?
I think there actually is, and it's ironic, Daniel, because I think the United States ought to adopt the same policies about immigration as Mexico. To immigrate into Mexico, you must satisfy two basic conditions. It is ironic. You must satisfy at least two basic conditions to immigrate into Mexico. First, you must be able to demonstrate that you have something to contribute to the good of Mexico. And second of all, you must be able to show you have the financial resources to support yourself and your relatives who are entering with you. I think if we were to simply adopt those two principles, these problems would go away because it would be so obvious, so rational, so appropriate. What we have now is staggering numbers coming in that just become drains on the public dole. The welfare program can't sustain it. They're putting the immigrants ahead of the law-abiding citizens. And one final case to illustrate the hypocrisy of the Democrats here and that they don't really care about the children. Look at San Francisco. The streets are littered with homeless people. They have nowhere to sleep except on the street. They defecate in the gutters. You have the hoi polloi from Google and Facebook going into these Starbucks and so forth, buying $7 cups of unpronounceable coffee, and they ignore completely the plight of the homeless. Those are American citizens. And if the Democrats cared about it, they could do something about it, but they don't and they aren't.
The border wall, unless we secure the border, I mean, are you for that? Some kind of wall, some kind of something? I don't see how we can stop the flow unless we do. your opinion?
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm fine. And in fact, there is a very thoughtful commentator who's suggesting that the Democrats are going to go down to defeat if they keep denying Trump that he was elected. Give him the border wall. He's very worried that this is all going to backfire on the Democrats, and I think for very good reasons. This kind of exclusivity.
Do you agree with that?
Pardon me? I think.
Do you agree with that? Do you think it's going?
Yeah, I do think it has a potential to backfire on the Democrats, that all their efforts to manipulate situation for the midterm isn't going to work out in their favor. And I think the wall is a good idea. You have California, you know, the land of fruit and nuts. I was born there, so I can make these observations. I was born in Pasadena, graduated from South Pasadena High School. I care about the state. I have plenty of friends and relatives there to this day. But Jerry Brown, Maxine Walters, Nancy Pelosi, they have a wrong set of priorities. They need to reallocate and put Americans first, put the citizens of California first. Adopt reasonable policies. Don't just let California become the greatest drain on the public dole in history.
I got about a minute. What about that California breaking into three parts? I mean, what's with that?
Well, you know, nations tend to derive their strength from diversity, multiple components working together. I don't have a specific view about it, but I know there are a lot of Californians who are very unhappy with other parts of California. Southern California has been retaken. Really, it has a largely Hispanic population. And, of course, San Francisco and other areas are so incredibly liberal and progressive that they seemingly, you know, care about the wrong issues. In Northern California, very serious people care about the land. It's fascinating how it may develop, Daniel. I don't have the wisdom of Solomon on that, but it's sure fascinating to see. I would hate for California to break up, but it may well come to pass.
Well, I think it would take Solomon's wisdom to figure that deal out. James, you have been such a good sport. I've really enjoyed going back and forth with you here. Thank you for coming on today, talking about these important issues.
My great pleasure, Daniel. Absolutely, any time at all. I really think so highly of the Power Hour. You're doing a great job. We all miss Joyce, and I'm just very glad to be a part of its continuation.
And, you know, speaking of Social Security, they've done studies. If the money that you put in Social Security was put into a private firm, it'd be three times as much, just so you know.
Well, that may well be, Daniel. The problem is the government has framed Social Security to finance other programs. You know, the Social Security.
I know, because they're thieves. That's what happens when the government doesn't do anything right.
Most successful government program in American history.
You're cutting out there, the music. James, God bless you. Thank you for coming. Carl Kallman's going to come on. Difference between mind and mind and brain. Two different things. Stay tuned. You're going to want to hear this. ThePowerHour.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this. hospital. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Just absolutely fascinating to talk to James Fetzer. You never know what perspective you're going to get, but you're going to get an opinion and a thought, thoughtful opinion. So very glad to have him on. Our next guest, we've been discussing consciousness and speech, imagination. Speech is a reflection of imagination. Imagination is a reflection of divinity within us. Divinity is a reflection of God himself. And that this divine endowment, if you will, the Declaration of Independence says, endowed by the Creator, this divine endowment has much more power, much more control over this world than we ever imagine. And science is proving this more and more every day. We talked about, of course, the scripture in Leviticus. We talked about the two-cup method, kind of a takeoff on that, a modern-day takeoff of a similar effect. Your consciousness and controlling the future and changing the world. What does all this mean? To kind of sort this out, we have Carl Johan Kalman, who's here. He's got a PhD in physical biology. Of course, he's an expert on the Mayan calendar. He was on the Power Hour before about that, and we'll probably, if we have time, ask him a little bit about that. But this mind-brain connection or separation, that's really what we want to focus on. Carl, so good to have you here. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure being with you.
Let's talk about, if somebody says, your brain or your mind, they think it's the same thing. Are they different? What do you mean here?
Well, there are different ways of looking at it. The viewpoint of official science, and I'm putting that in quotations, but there is such a viewpoint of official science, is then really that our minds are created by our brains. This doesn't make sense to a lot of people, certainly who have had all kinds of spiritual experiences out of the ordinary, who feel that they actually download somehow some new worlds are almost invading their space. And, you know, this is certainly an experience of people that have tried psychedelics in different forms. So, but it could even be the case when you have gone into deep meditation, where you get experiences that, you know, it's hard to understand that they would actually emanate from your own brain. And I think, you know, if each one of us were creating our minds just from our brains, the results would be that it probably would be quite difficult for us to understand whatever other people are experiencing or thinking and so forth. So my view is that the mind is not created by the brain. Rather, the mind is something that we are downloading, and there are waves of creation emanating from the center of the universe that we download. And as we do that, we start to look at the world in new ways and different ways. And that this kind of downloading of a mind is something that really is behind the evolution of all human history, or actually the entire history of the cosmos, I would suggest. And so there are certain points in time when a new downloading is taking place, and you might say people are starting to live in a different world. And I think something of this kind happened fairly recently. And I'm basing this on the Mayan time schedule, that in 1999, there was a downloading of a new kind of a mind. And that's about the time when the digital revolution really takes off. This is the time when all kinds of smart technologies are being developed, and the internet becomes an interactive site rather than just sort of a one with web pages giving information. And since then, you know, it's only like 20 years ago or so. Since then, we have come to sort of live in a new world. And that world is really defined by what happens on the internet or something like that. That's where we have a perception that things are happening. And if things are not out there in this internet world, we're not counted, or we're not part of the current world. And you may look upon this in different ways, of course. Some people will say that...
Hey, Carl, we're coming on a break. Hold that thought. Short segment here. We'll get a much longer segment on the other side. We'll continue with this discussion. Very interesting. Let's dive into this a little deeper and kind of sort it out. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The Power Hour...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
With the announcement earlier today that Anthony Kennedy is stepping down from the Supreme Court, President Trump says he has a list of 25 conservative potential justices that he will nominate for the Supreme Court. Senator Rand Paul joined Fox News to talk about the sort of person he would like to see nominated to the Supreme Court.
Someone who reads the Constitution as it was intended, is aware of the original intent of the framers of the Constitution, and understands basically that they wanted a very small government that did very little in the marketplace, and actually had a very modest and moderate foreign policy that made it difficult to go to war. We only went to war when Congress voted on it.
Close to 3,000 people are working to put out the wildfires in Lake County, California. This woman who runs a homeless shelter in Lake County says things have been very chaotic.
The past 24 hours has just been scary as heck. One minute we're leaving, one minute we're staying.
Yesterday, the governor did declare a state of emergency in Lake County, California. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Carl Johan Kalman, of course, he's I think he's Norwegian. I think that's right, Carl, with your name and your website is Kalman.com, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N.com. That's the American saying, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N. Carl, you're an expert in the Mayan calendar. Of course, there was a lot of talk, hysteria, almost around the year 2000. And then 2012, people had the idea like the Mayan calendar was going to end. What is the Mayan calendar, and what was significant about 2000 and 2012?
So, the Mayan calendar is an unusual calendar on our planet. You may actually talk about like a lost science that the Maya tried to develop, and they used their calendars to develop a science about the evolution of the cosmos, including the evolution of humankind and the evolution of the planet and so forth. And it's a special calendar that I would say it's a calendar that describes a quantum science. What I mean by that is that Most calendars that are used on our planet are based on Newtonian science. In other words, typically we have a calendar here which is based on the solar year, or otherwise there are many moon calendars that are based on the revolution of the moon around the Earth and so forth. The Mayan calendar is instead a calendar that describes the underlying waves of evolution on our planet. It's not based on the kind of physical material reality as other calendars are. And I think this is a reason that it really fills the gap for those that go into studying it, because it's a calendar that, it's a science, I would say, essentially, that has been lost. And it describes then quantum shift, you might say. And I, before the break here, I started to talk about how about 20 years ago, if I were to be exact according to the Mayan calendar, it was 1999. There was a quantum shift in the human mind, people started to download a new binary mind. And as a result of that, we had the digital revolution and everything that has come with it, a world that is where social media and many things like that is playing an increasing role. And you may look upon these kind of shifts in different ways. Some people will say that, oh, it's just because somebody made some clever invention and then a sequence of these kind of things. The other way of looking at it is that there was actually a quantum shift in the human mind. You know, whether you like it or not has beside the point, but the quantum shift that led to people to think in new terms, people to think in digital terms, and to start to transform all our regular life into what has become like smart processes that we all are very familiar with from using this. So you may look upon it in different ways. I am convinced that the primary factor in driving and initiating these kind of quantum shifts then are indeed the waves of creation that the Maya would describe. And that's what makes their calendar so different. It's not about the, you know, just repeating a cycle of the around the sun every year or something like that. It's something else. It's something that has a lot to do with how we as a species are changing and have changed.
Carl, you talked about downloading a binary mind. What do you mean by that? Binary mind.
Yeah, binary mind basically is like a yin-yang mind. A new yin-yang polarity was made accessible to us from the center of the universe. So this is all a theory where the changes that are happening in our lives is really then subject to a sequence of changes at the center of the universe. And so when this yin-yang duality was downloadable, then the humans got a kind of a binary mind that made them, you know, without them knowing it at all, that made them see things in terms of ones and zeros, right, which is really then the code language of all computer work and so forth. So we're not really, these changes are not visible to us unless we study the Mayan calendar and see how well these different shift points that they described when it comes to the human mind, how well they actually fit to the actual historical changes that we know of.
Well, let me ask you let me ask you about 2012. You mentioned 1999 about that time, that there's different waves of creation. Almost the Mayan calendar is almost predicting or maybe measuring these times of change. What was the significance of 2012 then?
Well, there, you know, in terms of ancient Mayan inscription, there was just one inscription that talks about this particular shift. And I think the first thing we should notice is the fact that it's completely remarkable, the fact that they, in the 8th century A.D., actually wrote an inscription about what would happen in our own time. It's, you know, it's like us writing an inscription on what will happen in the year 3500 or something like that. But there is an inscription there. And these quantum shifts that I was talking about, they're based on nine different levels of consciousness, nine different levels of evolution, that each evolving wave creates a new state of consciousness. And what that inscription said was that, and I'm translating it to modern language, but what it said was that at this shift in 2012, then all the different levels will be activated. And so it has changed the world. And of course, most people can feel that the things are moving quicker now in many different ways. And the reason is that now, for the first time in the human history, all the different waves are running in parallel. And we are sort of not downloading these waves completely separately from each other. Each one of us is downloading some kind of an interference pattern of them. But I would say that the most important aspect of the shift in 2012 is that now the highest wave, the wave, the ninth wave, the one with the highest frequency, is up and running. But it's also running together with other waves that are changing in other ways, and that sort of creates a complicated pattern of interference between these different waves. But that's
okay. Let me pause you right there and ask you a question about that. Okay, you say this new level of consciousness or new waves are out there. What does that mean for mankind? Does that mean mankind is raising its awareness, or because they're all there, is it like they can choose, you can choose whatever wavelength you want right now, whatever pattern? What does this mean? What is it predicting for mankind?
Well, it does mean that all the potentialities are at hand. And it all depends then what will happen is really then what waves are people choosing to resonate with. And the highest wave, the ninth wave, is one that in principle brings back the possibility of a unity consciousness. What that means is that it's a consciousness that is not creating separation by a yin-yang duality, as I talked about earlier. So here there is a wave that has a great potential, but nobody is forced to create resonance. I think we are pretty much free. Usually we don't move downwards when it comes to these different waves, but it still will require an intention, something the Creator has set up for us, that it does require an intention for us to create this resonance with the ninth wave if we are to elevate our level of consciousness. And some people are doing that, and they are getting into...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a lot of research that is indicating that the universe, what we see, does not exist independent and outside of man itself. I don't know if you can follow what I just said there. That it only exists because of man's consciousness of it. That's a very profound, very deep, very even confusing statement that I just said. That the universe we see does not exist outside or independent of mankind itself. And that consciousness and a connection to God, that we are co-creators with something so much more powerful, so much more divine than we ever imagined. We're talking to Carl Kalman, Kalman.com, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N, about the mind calendar and kind of the connection, the mind-brain connection, that the mind of man, the mind of mankind, is independent of the brain that we have. That means it's created outside of it. It's connected to something outside of it, something bigger. We're much bigger and have much more going on inside us than we ever realized and than Darwin could have imagined. And Carl is talking about the Mayan calendar kind of marking these things, and that we are at a very interesting time. Carl, correct me if I'm wrong. What you're saying is that around 2012, 1999 to 2012, for lack of a better word, some sort of door opened in our universe, some sort of energy where waves and vibrations of different consciousness are now available to us that maybe have never been available to us before. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I would say that's perfectly accurate.
And the new consciousness we're talking about is raising ourselves, or the ability to raise ourselves to a unity. You know, we live in a world of duality now, but we come from a world of singularity. You're telling me that the world of singularity is now open to us, what again, that we can ascend or pull ourselves or be pulled by divinity, God, so to speak. This path has been opened so that mankind itself can now unify back into a total different consciousness of love and completeness. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes, it is. I think this highest of the waves, it brings sort of a new geometry to the human mind, it brings back the absence of a geometry. It brings back the absence of a yin-yang duality. And as we are becoming endowed with a mind that doesn't separate in the way that it has been, that opens up for creating a direct channel to the source of this entire creation. But I always think that a critical thing, and that's what a lot of shamans would say too, for anything that you want to change your mind or so forth, is that you have an intention, that you set this as an intention to be able to gain this kind of a direct line of communication to the divine and to project unity onto the world. Unity of the world, then that will start to happen.
How rare is this time, and how do we accelerate it? How do we accept it? How do we use it to our advantage?
Well, it's rare in the sense that it's never happened before. You might say that the full spectrum of the human potential is now available. Provided that, you know, the people then are at this point in resonance with different waves, that creates a sort of a chaotic situation where some people are really opposed to this unity and others are going for it. And if people do want to go for it and find that way forward, which I believe is really the destiny of humanity as it's been laid down almost like a plan by the time plan by the creator. There are a couple of things that you may do, anyone may do. And the first thing is really to study the ninth wave and become aware of how that sort of goes between peaks and valleys as any long-term wave would be, and recognize that it's in a certain phase of these waves, in the peak phases, that the new possibilities are opening up to us. And once you become aware of that, you have taken a big step, because then you are aware of the fact that there is an underlying time plan for all of creation. Now, the second thing then is that we all have obstacles to this. Especially if you come to my age up in the 60s, then your life was essentially shaped by a world of duality. and your whole outlook on life was shaped by a kind of yin-yang duality that was at that time being coming forth through to the human mind. And so there is a part of it that means that calls us to process, what we have become by these dualities of the past. Naturally, these dualities, they both have good sides. There would not be any civilization unless we had gone through these minds of duality. But they also have created a lot of inequality, a lot of self-judgment, a lot of accumulated trauma in the humanity as a whole. And so,
let me ask you, we only got a couple minutes left. Let me ask you a concluding question here to kind of sum it up. Do you see upheaval coming in the future, and what does a unified world look like? Is this, like, if you come from a biblical perspective, are you saying that the millennial reign is going to come soon, or is going to be ushered in, and there's going to be upheaval before it? Does that kind of match? Do those two ideas match together with what you're saying?
Well, I think we are in a time of upheaval. It has to do with the fact that not everyone has gone into this new resonance, so to speak. I don't think there will ever be such a thing as a total lack of tension in the world, or because that would also mean a total lack of creativity and many other things. What I do believe and hope is that the highest way will be the sort of the senior influence on the decisions that we make. That happens...
Carl's been great having you on, my friend. We got to run. That's the end of the interview. Kalaman.com is the website. I hate to cut you off. That was very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to go get my tooth fixed. I won't be here the rest of the week. We got the guest host. God bless you. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.